Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376.
Nationally known advocate for agriculture, Trent Luce, is the keynote speaker for this weekend's annual meeting of the American Farmers and Ranchers in Norman, Oklahoma. He will give AFR members the tools they need to be an advocate for agriculture. There will also be presentations on national ag policy, insurance, the economy, and the new veterinary feed directive. It all starts Friday at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Convention Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
House Agriculture Committee planning a hearing today on setting the stage for the next farm bill. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas says farmers and ranchers are in the midst of challenging times. Citing a report from USDA, it shows net farm income falling 45% from 2013 to 2016, the largest three-year percentage drop since the Great Depression. Among those that are testifying before the House Ag Committee today, a whole panel of economists, primarily from the heartland. The chief economist of USDA, Dr. Robert Johansson, will lead off. Then you've got Dr. Nathan Kaufman, assistant VP out of the Omaha branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, Dr. Joe Outlaw from Texas A&M, and then a pair of economists from University of Missouri, Dr. Pat Westhoff and Scott Brown, involved with FAPRI. Democrats in the U.S. Senate continue to try to delay the final vote on Scott Pruitt to be the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. It may move forward, but the latest tactic by the Democrats asking for a delay, they want to get office emails that they've asked for in an open records request. They want to see communications between Pruitt and any oil and gas firms. They say that it might show some conflict of interest that would disqualify Mr. Pruitt to be the administrator of the EPA. At the same time, GOP lawmakers are starting to get fed up with the delays. John Cornyn, majority whip from Texas, says that this is really all about the concept of undermining and handicapping the Trump administration. He says that the Democrats are doing what is the equivalent of a government shutdown, denying Mr. Trump the cabinet that he needs to operate essential government services. The Oklahoma legislature looking at a measure that could authorize a tax exemption on the first $25,000 of annual income earned by any qualifying doctor who moves to a rural area of Oklahoma. The exemption could be claimed so long as the doctor remained in that designated area, according to the proposed bill in the Oklahoma House. The bill defines a rural area to mean any town or unincorporated area that has fewer than 25,000 residents and is at least 25 miles from the nearest municipality that has a population that exceeds 25,000. The bill specifies that a qualifying doctor means a medical doctor or an osteopathic physician who is licensed to practice medicine in the state of Oklahoma. On the regulatory front, Oklahoma among 12 southern states to register Enlist Duo herbicide for use on Enlist cotton following federal registration received in January of this year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.